out of body or out of mind? Are those people who have out of body experiences, are they out of their mind? Medical history has been documenting with more and more frequency cases of people who have had near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences. In a typical near-death experience, a person who gets a cardiac arrest or who is, because of some accident, near death, they feel themselves coming out of their body. And they observe themselves from a perspective above their body. And they describe events that happened around them. They may also describe going on a journey to some distant place where they meet deceased relatives, or they meet religious icons, or they meet people sacred in their tradition. And then they come back transformed, sometimes miraculously healed. Now, among these near-death experiences, the most scientifically intriguing are the perceptions by these people when they were unconscious. Skeptics like to dismiss these near-death experiences as hallucinations of people who are just near death, of a brain that is about to fall, become dysfunctional, and they can be right in many occasions. At the same time, even for the brain to hallucinate, there has to be some brain activity. But there are cases when the brain has been completely inactive, documented to be inactive, intentionally made inactive, and yet there has been conscious perception. Let's discuss one such case which points towards the non-material implication of out-of-body experiences. Pam Reynolds was an American citizen who was diagnosed with aneurysm. She had a giant basilar aneurysm at the bottom of her brain, in the cranial cavity. And the only way she could be healed was through an operation pioneered by Dr. Richard Spetzler named Operation Standstill. This operation is called Standstill because to do the operation, the whole body is brought to a standstill artificially. So she was given, she was artificial, heart attack was induced in her body by which her heart stopped beating. Then the blood stopped flowing through the brain. And once the blood flow stopped to the brain, whatever blood was there in the brain was drained out. Her whole body was kept in a refrigerated environment, which was below 0 degrees Celsius. And once all the blood was drained out of the brain, at that time, the heart is not beating. At that time, the brain waves, there are no brain waves at all. And this way, after the whole body is brought to a standstill, then the surgeon literally lifts the brain out of its cavity and reaches down to the bottom and cuts off the aneurysm. And after cutting off the aneurysm, then the brain is replaced back in its position, the body temperature is increased, and the patient is resuscitated. Now, when this was done to Pam Reynolds, at that time, she had an out-of-body experience. And she observed herself from above her body. And the first thing she noticed was her hair had been cut in a peculiar way. And the second thing she noticed was there was somebody operating near her groin area. She was concerned. This was meant to be a brain surgery. Why is somebody operating near the groin? And then she heard a female voice saying that the veins in her leg were too small. And then she heard a male voice replying. This male voice she sensed was Dr. Spedler's. He said that, try in the other leg. And then she heard several other bits of conversation. And afterwards, when the surgery was successful, she came back to consciousness. She actually described, along with that, seeing various things in the surgical room. Dr. Spetzler, when he heard her account, he found that whatever she said was accurate. Actually, there had been a cardiac surgeon who was assisting, and she was a female. And to have the system for a bypass, they had to have a pathway through the thighs up to the heart. And now, for doing this surgery, the brain has to be brought to a standstill. There is absolutely no way of coming out of the brain. There is absolutely no consciousness in the brain. In fact, to ensure that there is not even the slightest consciousness in the brain, the surgery procedure demands that some clickers be put in the ears. And these clickers, they keep clicking 10 to 30 times a second, very fast. And they give out sounds as big as the whistle of a train as it is moving fast. Now, with this click going on so loudly right in the ears, and if there's the slightest consciousness in any area of the brain, that is sensed, and that brain part gets awakened. It seemed to be activated in the scans. So these clicks were clicking in her ear continuously. And yet, Pam Reynolds heard conversation which happened at a normal room conversational level. With those clicks in her ears, how could she hear? And she did not report having to struggle to hear through those clicks. Actually, she didn't even hear the clicks. When she was asked how she heard, she said that she was above the body and she heard from non-material means. So, Dr. Spetzler reporting this, he says that there is no scientific way that she could have been conscious. But he said, I have seen enough incredible things in my life to not be so arrogant as to say that it is impossible. So what is this point to? Even if the near-death experiences were induced by hallucinations, but some brain activity has to be there. Even if the near-death experiences were because of the chemicals given to the person during surgery, some brain activity has to be there. If there's no brain activity at all, how is there the possibility of consciousness? Even if somebody says that some people might just be guessing whatever might have happened and they may be fabricating an account. But here, Pam Reynolds, what she told was not general patterns of events that happened during a standard surgery. She described specific events that happened only in her surgery. So, hers is just one case. There are many other cases of people who have empirically documented observations which were later confirmed to be true and which were documented when they were unconscious. So, near-death experiences can be dismissed, those out-of-body experiences can be dismissed by some people as if the people are out of their mind, they're just hallucinating. However, such cases point to the reality that there is a profound mystery over here. How can anyone be conscious when they are unconscious? When they're medically unconscious, when their brain state shows that they're unconscious, how can they be conscious? This suggests that consciousness doesn't come from the brain. It comes from somewhere beyond the brain, and that source is what is conscious even when the brain is unconscious. What that source of consciousness is, we'll discuss in our future sessions. Thank you.